Born in 1937 to Michael Redgrave and actress Rachel Kempson, she rose to fame in the 60s London and hasn't stopped working since, starring in a long list of acclaimed plays and more than 70 films, including 1977's Julia, for which she won her Oscar. She's been nominated 6 times. In 1962, she wed director Tony Richardson. The pair had Natasha a year later and Jolie in 1965, both of whom became famous actresses. The two divorced in 1967 after Tony left her for another woman. He later came out as bisexual and died from AIDS-related complications in 1991. Redgrave found love with Italian actor Franco Nero. They had a son, Carlo, now 49, but then broke up in 1969. The pair reconnected in the 90s and have been together ever since. "I call him my stepfather," says Richardson. "He's been a part of our family for so many years." In the last decade, the family has endured more than its share of pain. In 2010, Redgrave lost both her sister, actress Lynn, 67, and her brother, actor and activist Corin, 70, to cancer. In 2015, she had her own health crisis, suffering a near-fatal heart attack. But it was Natasha's sudden death in 2009 that hit hardest of all. The actress sustained fatal injuries during a ski lesson in Quebec and is survived by her husband, Liam Neeson, and sons Michael, now 23, and Daniel, 22. "I'm not quite sure what drives me," Redgrave says of her resilience. Richardson has a theory. "What keeps Mum going is that she has this life force. She's the least self-pitying person I have ever met." Natasha shared that vitality. "If she were in the room now, there would be a centrifugal force," says Richardson. At her memorial, British director Richard Eyre said that Tash was the most alive person he knew, which made her death so incomprehensible. But as the years pass, they have found new meaning in their work and in each other. "I treasure my family much, much more," says Redgrave, who recently appeared on stage in London in the play The Inheritance. "You realize that the difference between being alive and being dead is the difference of a little fingernail." Richardson, who has a daughter, Daisy, with her ex, film producer Tim Bevan, agrees. "Everyone's lives change irrevocably after Natasha's death," she says. "But what we have done well as a family is that in honoring and supporting one another, we've reformed to become a strong, loving unit."